Today in Milwaukee, family and friends of Saville Smith will lay him to rest. He's the 23-year-old African-American that a police officer shot and killed on August 13th in the Sherman Park neighborhood. In the hours following, anger reached a fever pitch as protesters set businesses on fire and attacked police. The city bolstered its force and imposed a 10 p.m. curfew for teens. Ever since, things seem to have simmered. But it might not last long if conditions don't improve for struggling residents, according to two people that WUWM's Latoya Dennis caught up with in Sherman Park, Jay Holmes and Camille Mays.
You know, I finally know why in the Middle East suicide bombing happens. Because when you make a person feel like they don't have anything else to the point where they're willing to blow themselves up, which is really, when you think about getting blown up, that's like the worst thing that anybody can normally think of. So to do it to yourself in order to get somebody else is really telling. And I think that we're at a point there now because during the little rebellion, what they call a riot, I stood there and I noticed something about myself. I didn't flinch or move when gunshots were going off right above my head, and nobody did. Nobody ran. After the first set of gunshots, nobody ran anymore. And when you have a person standing there going to do their thing, whether they get shot or not, that's basically like a suicide bomber. You push that person to the level where they don't even care about themselves anymore. They're just after retribution. And that's a very dangerous point for America to be at. That was not a riot. That was a neighborhood incident. The next one is going to be a riot.
Like, they could go rebuild their buildings. How do we rebuild hope and trust with the system?
But see, this,
how do we, like, have growth in our communities? Yeah. Like, that's what we need to get to.
The city of Milwaukee doesn't have to do anything to give people access to their dreams but get out of the way. And that's what they refuse to do. They stand right in the way, and they tell you that you can't build it because it's an inch too high or an inch too short. And zoning works very much against our community in the city of Milwaukee, because they won't allow us to build anything in our neighborhood. They only allow others to build things in our neighborhood, and that's a problem. And it's a problem that you're not going to be able to talk through, because they know what they're doing, and we've talked about it before.
So you know, what do you do?
What we're doing is we're building our own, and we're not asking no permission. Building our own stuff.
So when you say you're not asking permission, what does that mean?
Right. Well,
you're not asking for money, or you're not asking for...
We're not asking for anything but the help of our community members. You know, if we're building these new fresh food stores, we'll apply for all the applicable licenses. If and when the process becomes unreasonable, we're not turning to our older persons, who sometimes can be very ineffective. We're turning to our community members. Our initiative is called the Market Box Community Store. And what we're doing is we're building small, modular food stands and grocery stores in communities that need better access to fresh food. We're sell leasing or donating them to community organizations or entrepreneurs from our neighborhood, and we're supplying it with fresh food from Wisconsin farmers and food producers. And that's our plan, and it's something that we can accomplish with the city of Milwaukee just getting out of our way and letting us do what we need to do for ourselves. And if they don't get out of our way, this time they're going to have to be pushed out of our way, because we're not going to sit here starve. We're not going to sit here and have higher rates of cancer and obesity. And we're not going to sit here and be broke for anybody anymore.
Jay Holmes and Camille Mays live in the Sherman Park neighborhood. They say it's time for Milwaukee to allow entrepreneurs to succeed by removing some of the red tape.